We made these memories for ourselves. Written by Half-Baked Boy. Narrated by Rhea314. Fandom 911. Rating general audiences, no archive warning supply. Relationships, Evan Buck Buckley / Eddie Diaz, and Evan Buck Buckley and Christopher Diaz. Recorded as a present for Reformed Sundare in Voice Team 2024. Hope you enjoy it. Buck didn't do it on purpose. Like most things in his life, it just sort of happened. It started slowly, with Buck being unable to throw away the scribbled pictures that Christopher had drawn for him on his fridge, or the multitude of cards the kid had gifted him for holidays and illnesses, and just because he missed Buck. His wallet was stuffed with ticket stubs to every zoo trip, every aquarium visit, and every movie theater afternoon they spent together. On his nightstand, he displayed the multiple photo strips that Christopher had always conned him into buying when they were finally able to go back to the pier, and the ones they found on the many adventures they took together. Then Eddie started inviting him to Christopher's many school events, and Buck found himself keeping whatever he could. He hoarded the handouts from Christopher's school plays and science fairs, circling the kid's name so he could find it easily when he needed a smile. He kept the oil-stained recipes from bake sales that Eddie begged Buck to assist with, and pressed flowers from the matching boutonnieres Buck had gotten the Diaz boys before Christopher's first dance. Soon, Buck had too many memories of a child who wasn't his scattered around his apartment. He couldn't bring himself to throw any of it away, even the weathered bracelets from the first carnival he took Christopher to, so he had to find something else to store it in. Buck searched for something to contain the most precious memories he owned, but nothing seemed good enough for Christopher. It wasn't until he and Eddie were shopping for Maddie's birthday at some antique shop neither of them would have ever gone to on their own that he found it. The small wooden box was a dark brown color, a safari etched into the cover and imperfectly painted with most of Christopher's favorite animals. There was a small latch on the front that would keep his memory safe, and the inside was covered in soft velvet that he knew Christopher would love to run his fingers over if Buck ever let him see the box in the future. It was perfect in every way. When Eddie wasn't looking, Buck gave arguably too much money to the owner of the shop and hid the box in the trunk of his Jeep out of sight. He wasn't sure why he was keeping it a secret, but there was just something about what it would contain that Buck wanted to keep to himself. He didn't want to overstep his role in Christopher's life and push Eddie that much further away. He was playing the long game with his partner, his best friend, the love of his life, if he was honest with himself. And he didn't want anything to come between that. When he arrived home, he stacked up every irreplaceable piece of his life with Christopher and placed it delicately inside of the box, hiding it in the trunk at the foot of his bed. He closed the trunk and stroked his fingers across it with a soft smile on his face, knowing that his most cherished memories were safe and hidden from sight. For months, Buck kept every single tattered paper, discolored ticket stub, and really anything that reminded Buck of Christopher and the kid's role in his life. They stayed safely tucked away at the end of his bed, nestled between a few extra blankets and pillows for when Christopher spent the night over at his apartment. After a particularly exhausting shift, with Eddie at his side, the two picked up Christopher from Abuela's house and made their way to the closest home with a bed, Buck's. "I've got him," Buck whispered, resting a gentle hand on Eddie's arm, when he carefully reached into the back seat to rouse a sleeping Christopher. Buck continued before Eddie could argue. "Your arm is still hurting from the rope rescue, Eds. I don't want you to drop him on the way to the door." "Okay, all right," Eddie said, and Buck suddenly realized just how drained Eddie was. "Why don't you head inside and get the couch ready for him?" Buck suggested, knowing Eddie well enough to realize he needed to help with something. Eddie nodded and briefly leaned against Buck in thanks before heading inside. Buck watched him pull his keys from his pocket and unlock Buck's door, with the one he was given a few months prior. It made Buck smile wider than he had all day. "Buck," Christopher's soft, sleepy voice asked. "Hey, buddy, we're home," Buck reassured, stroking Christopher's hair back from his forehead. "Can I bring you inside?" Christopher nodded slowly, but perked up when Buck took off his seatbelt. I got a recipe from Abuela for us to make. She let me write it myself," Christopher said as proudly as he could in his half-conscious state. He handed the card to Buck before letting his eyes close again, trusting Buck to bring him inside to safety. Buck placed the new memory into the front pocket of his shirt and smiled as he scooped Christopher out of his seat. He held onto the boy tightly as he walked inside, trying his hardest not to move him too much, afraid to awaken him again, considering how late it was. When he walked inside, the couch was already made up with a sheet draped across the cushions and a soft blanket resting against the back. The pillow that Chris had deemed his favorite was nestled against the arm, ready to be slept on peacefully. Buck tucked him in and placed a gentle kiss on his head before turning back toward the kitchen. Usually, Eddie would wait for him there, a bottle of water in his hand to remind Buck to hydrate after each long shift they ended up finishing at Buck's home. That night, though, Eddie was nowhere to be seen. Buck waited for a moment, but when Eddie didn't make himself known, Buck wandered up the stairs to see Eddie sitting on the edge of the bed. He was facing away from Buck, unaware of his presence, until Buck spoke up. "You okay, Eddie?" Buck asked. Eddie turned abruptly, seemingly startled by Buck's presence, and all Buck saw was the wooden box falling to the ground, each object inside spreading out across the floor. Before he could think more about it, Buck surged forward in panic and tried to tuck every memory back inside the safety of the box, like Eddie hadn't already seen all of it. "I'm sorry, this isn't... I don't know how to... I swear, it's just..." "Buck, stop," Eddie requested gently, kneeling beside Buck and resting a soft hand on his arm to stop his frantic movements. "This isn't what it looks like," Buck said quickly, scared to glance up at Eddie's eyes. "You weren't supposed to see all of this." "Why?" Eddie asked, leaning his head down until Buck had no choice but to catch his gaze. "Why what?" Buck asked, trying to push back the nervousness that flooded every inch of him. "Why wouldn't you want me to see this?" Eddie clarified. He didn't look angry, as Buck had suspected he would. He didn't even look weirded out, which Buck had considered the bare minimum in this scenario. "He's not my kid," Buck answered quickly. "I'm keeping a box of memories for a kid that isn't even mine. These are things you should have, not someone like me." "Someone who loves my kid," Eddie retorted. He squeezed Buck's arm a little harder when he attempted to hide away another memory. "Buck, I know you love Christopher, probably as much as I do. It's not a surprise to me that you keep these memories of him." "It's not?" Buck asked shyly. I figured this was more of your thing." "It is, in the sense that I have a giant Tupperware full of mementos starting from when Christopher was born. But I have..." Eddie froze in the middle of speaking, as if he had said too much, and Buck tilted his head in intrigue. "You have what?" Buck asked, when his facial expression wasn't enough to get Eddie talking. Eddie sighed and relented. "I keep this stuff too." Buck chuckled in response. "Of course you do. He's your kid. I'm sure you want to remember the fun events he has." "No, I have a Buck box." "A what?" Buck asked as a bolt of warm lightning struck through his heart. "It's stupid." Eddie tried to wave it off, but Buck wouldn't let him. "I can assure you it can't be as stupid as I feel right now." Eddie sighed and stared at Buck for a few minutes with the softest gaze Buck had ever seen on his face. "I have keepsakes. I guess you could call them. from days just like this one. Eddie picked up a ticket stub from one of Buck's personal favorite days at the zoo. And this one? He picked up a movie stub from when they took Christopher to see Spider-Man in theaters for the first time. That's not stupid, Buck reassured him, especially considering he had the same in his own box. That's not it, Eddie said, clearly frustrated or embarrassed if Buck had to put a name to the tone. I have... Remember our first shift together? The guy that shot a grenade in his leg. How could I ever forget that one? It was the first shift that Buck knew he was in trouble with a partner like Eddie. He could never forget it, even if he tried. I have a rogue piece of shrapnel that I found on the ground right before we left. Buck wasn't sure what to say to that, so his mouth just opened and closed, akin to a fish out of water. I kept a piece of rubble from the earthquake rescue, the first one where I was terrified to lose you, and the visitor bracelets from each time I visited you in the damn hospital. I have the bow that you tied up Christopher's first Christmas present in, and the ridiculous note that you sent with the stupid Hildy coffee maker and... Buck had never felt so much love in his entire life. The feeling bubbled up inside of him until it was almost too much for Buck to handle. He had to do something with it, and that something, apparently, was surging forward and pressing their lips together with as much passion as he could possibly muster. Eddie was frozen for a moment, and Buck was ready to pull back and apologize profusely for his bad decision, when Eddie's hand wrapped around the back of his neck to tug him even closer. Buck used a free hand to push the mementos he had kept undamaged for so long out of his path as he shuffled as close to Eddie as he could. The kiss was messy, but it was perfect in every way. He pushed every ounce of love he felt at that moment, and every moment before, into each slide of his lips against Eddie's. Neither of them focused on deepening the kiss into anything more than the simple glide of tongues and gentle caresses of their hands in each other's hair, and across skin they had never dared to feel before. Buck let himself settle in the moment, wishing that it would never end, but knowing that when it did, everything would be changed between them. That thought didn't scare him so much anymore. Many years later, when Christopher turned 18, Buck and Eddie had vowed themselves forever. Buck gave Christopher the box to keep all the new memories he would make in adulthood. After all, he didn't need to hold on to the memories so tightly anymore. They weren't going anywhere. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.